Blog Talk Radio.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love tonight with you. Till you walked by, I laughed and played the game. One kiss, then goodbye, and out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time it's true, I'm falling in love with you.
You there, Jenny?
I'm here.
I'm here. Jenny's got a phone.
Hi.
Hi. So Jenny's phoning in. So
okay.
She'll be with us shortly. How you doing, Sue?
Oh, man, I tell you, just a lot to do, and my energy level's kind of bad because of this heat, I think. And, you know, even though you're inside, I think it's just hot. It's just hot here.
Yeah. It drains you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Because you know, I only went out once today. And wasn't out that long. But I don't know. I just feel kind of tired and sleepy. I did take about a 30-minute nap before the show. Set my alarm on my clock on my phone. And actually, I'm calling in from my phone, my home phone. Huh. Wouldn't let me get through.
Wasn't that weird?
I've had more trouble with my internet. Hi, Jenny.
I had to call into my own show again.
Mm.
This is so frustrating.
Well,
terrible.
It's aggravating. I know the feeling. I'm calling from my cell phone instead of my home phone, so I won't be able to get on chat.
Yeah, I know. It really kind of sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, I did figure out how I can be on the phone and on chat at the same time with my phone. Do you have an Android, Lou?
No, I can't. I can't switch over like you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you don't have an Android, I don't know if it's an easy way. So it doesn't matter.
Bless.
No, mine's an Apple, an XR Apple, but I've tried to switch it over before, and there's no way you can do it from my phone.
Oh, man. Because I know on an Android, there's a little blue cross.
What I'll do is I'll keep trying.
And when you're on a phone call, you can swipe down on that bar, and it'll bring a drop-down menu, and you can go to the bottom of that drop-down menu and join the chat.
Now, wait a minute. Say that again.
I figured that out accidentally one day.
Oh, wow. Say that again, if you don't mind.
Okay. On my Android, across the top, there's just a little bar. And if you kind of swipe down across that, it brings a drop down that looks kind of scary. But I just scroll to the bottom of that drop down, and there's a place where you can click on it and join the chat.
Well, I don't see any little bars at the top. All I see is my phone.
Well, try swiping down across it and see if that works.
Well, let me see. No, when I pull it down, at the top, pull it down, it shows up different shows. They're like stuff that's on YouTube for some reason.
Oh. Well, you don't want to do that, so that's okay.
Well, isn't this so aggravating?
Isn't this just so much pinky fun?
Yeah, I'm going to dial your number again and see what happens.
Okay.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call later.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear it.
Well, anyway.
Was it the 516 number, or were you dialing my phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Number?
Both of them do it. I tried both of this time, and both of them are doing it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, girl.
No, it's probably
mine's
just
not
my phone.
Either, so, you know.
It's probably, Jenny, it's probably just my phone service. I've had nothing but trouble here lately with my internet service, phones and all here, so it's probably me. Here at the house, I don't know.
I don't know. My mic's not working, so who knows what it is.
Well, it could be Blog Talk, I guess, because I call both numbers, but still, they work off of the same system.
It could. Because especially if it's telling you that all lines are busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would it do that? Because I had nobody when that first happened to you. And then I had Ann the next time it happened to you. And then Victoria and Ronald, and I called. And you were finally able to get through. So who knows?
Great.
Great. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, it's a surprise every time I call into a show. What's going to happen today? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Da, 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 da. And you wait for whatever to happen. Then somebody drops a hammer on your head. I mean, you know. Oh, my goodness, gosh. Okay. I have something I am going to start. The show of today was something I promised to do for the show Saturday, and I wrote it in a special place so I wouldn't forget.
Mhm.
So I forgot.
Oh no! I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
What are we going to do with
and
you?
It was a special request by John. John made a special request. And I'm sorry, babe, I screwed it up. So anyway, here we go with, I'm going to start the show off so I don't forget it again.
Hmm.
You know how that one goes. So this is Barbra Streisand doing The Love Inside. I'm not going to forget today.
Over and my with nothing for tomorrow. I'm here to face the sorrow. The dream we sailed was far and wide. Gotta give a little of the love inside, not to take apart this breaking heart. I got me loving you. I had you loving me. No difference how the tears are cried. It's over. And my heart lives alone. I can make believe you need me when it's over. And we can't take it home. The fire.
Got to give a little bit of love inside.
That's beautiful.
You got to do that. Because, you know, if you haven't been in love for a while or a long time, you stored up a lot. And the person that's going to be the recipient of that store is going to be the luckiest person in the world. Just remember that, guys. Just remember that big, huge store you've got inside, just waiting to share. Surprise that person. It'll be good. It'll be good. All right. I've got a lot of fantastic music today. Some of it was left over from last week because I never have enough time, you know. I never do. I use some of the stuff I had before, and then I add twice as much. It just kind of defeats the whole purpose, you know. But someday I'll remember to keep your hands off that add button, Jenny. Just keep your hands off that add button. You don't need to.
Don't touch.
And maybe someday I'll believe it. Maybe not. I've got kind of a special song. I changed the title back to Seldom Hurt Elvis and Rock and Roll with Demi because started doing a lot of the seldom heard music again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good idea to point that up. You know, yeah, we do some popular Elvis music, but we've got a lot of seldom heard. And if people start realizing that and expecting that, it's going to be good. It's really going to be good. They're going to realize how much more there is to Elvis music than what they hear all the time. And there is a lot. So to start that off today, I'm going to play an absolutely beautiful song that just captures your heart when you hear him sing it. This is Elvis doing an a cappella version of Angel.
Oh,
Angel, with those angel eyes, come and take this nerd boy up to paradise. Angel, may I hold you tight? Never kissed an angel, let me kiss one tonight. If I said I love you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing to learn. Angel, make my wish come true. Let me be in heaven. Bill?
Bill, come here, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Where's Bill?
I don't know what Bill was supposed to do, but he was getting calls.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll find out what Bill was supposed to be doing that he didn't do. He didn't cue in the music. That's what it was.
Naughty Bill.
Exactly. Oh, you naughty boy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gosh. Okay. And she just did what she said she was going to do. Carolyn just called.
Oh, lovely.
And she says she's on mute so she can listen. So, hello, girl. You're on mute. Toria's with us on mute.
Hi,
Gail. They need to listen because they've got limited data and stuff. So, we're good with that. All right. I have a song that I have never heard of in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be totally awesome because it, the ending takes you by surprise. And it's one that John sent me. And it's by the Country Gentlemen, plural. And it's called Legend of the Rebel Soldier.
In a dreary Yankee prison, where a rebel soldier lay, by his side there stood a preacher, ere his soul should pass away. And he faintly whispered, "Parson," as he clutched him by the hand. "Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland? Will my soul pass through the Southland? Through I see the hills of Georgia till I see that little church house where I pledge my heart and hand. Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the south? Dear old Dixie, in this dreary cell I lie, was for loving dear old Dixie, in this northern state I die. Will you see my little daughter? Will you my soul pass through the Southland? Then the rebel soldier died.
How's that for a surprise ending? I couldn't believe it. I went, say what? Wait, huh? Too late, he was gone. But yeah, that's just, it's just him asking if when he dies he's going to pass through Southland. Is he going to see this? Is he going to see that? And then he dies. That's sweet. That's short. It just kind of caught me by surprise when I heard it, you know? I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's nice.
You don't get too many endings to songs that you really don't expect.
Mm. Yeah, true.
I didn't expect that. Okay.
Yes.
But okay, it was effective. It got my attention.
Yes.
Okay. Country gentlemen know how to do it. Country gentlemen know how to get your attention and hold it.
Yes, I sure do.
Remember that. Just remember. Okay. This song I look at as kind of going hand in hand with the song Angel,
mm-hmm.
that Elvis sang before.
Yeah.
So this is him singing Loving Arms, Take Two.
Softly, I will leave you softly, long before your arms can baby stay for one more hour. You could see me now, the one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine, just for a while, I'll turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. Oh, I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, and lying in your loving arms again.
you could hear me now, singing somewhere through the lonely night, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. You could only hear me now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again. I can almost feel your loving arms again.
I kind of think of it with the song Angel. He's asking, can I hold you? Can I kiss you? Can I feel an angel in my arms tonight? You know, and now with this song, he wants more.
Yes.
He asked, he was a Southern gentleman, all right, and he asked, and he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants more. He's sitting there dreaming he wants more.
Yes. Go for it.
It's like, and if he asks that angel, she's going to say, of course.
Yes.
Of course, you smooth-talking Southern gentleman, you. Just bring that Southern comfort with you. There you go. Oh, Lordy. Things do go haywire on Thursdays.
Mm.
But I had more sleep than normal. I had 3 hours sleep this morning.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how, but I did. Well, I finally figured out I did too. I took an allergy pill. Mm. I finally figured out that, you know, that tickle I've had in my throat these past weeks and everything,
It's
been post-nasal drip. So I started taking allergy medication day before yesterday, and I'm not having the problem.
Oh,
it's a little fresh, but it's not happening like it was.
Mm.
And
well, that's good.
I guess I'm able to relax now that I'm not trying to clear that out all the time.
Mm.
So, actually...
You sound a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm actually breathing a little bit better.
Good.
And I'm not fighting that cough and that post-nasal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm actually being able to sleep instead of waking up coughing. And it's great.
Yeah.
Who ever knew an over-the-counter allergy pill could work so well?
Surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is the first year I've actually had allergies.
Mm.
So it's time to leave.
Yeah.
It really is time to leave. It's time to pack up my duffel and hit the road. So, and
definitely.
Guess what? Yesterday I sold this house.
Oh,
this trailer I'm living in. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, in the next very few days, he's going to bring by a bill of sale and a check.
Lovely.
And I'm getting a certain amount of money plus 3 months free rent, so I don't have to pay any rent. And that's $400 a month that I don't have to pay for 3 months until we move.
Yeah.
So
that'll help you out. Good.
Things are looking up. I'm able to relax a little bit now with some things are being accomplished. And I talked to my brother-in-law.
He's
all set to come down in October so he can drive that rental truck for me. And
have you closed, Jenny?
Not until the 16th.
Uh-oh. You may want to wait until you sign the papers for the other one.
No, because they got all upset. I had to ask for a 2-week extension because I had a necessary car repair I had to do, and I needed that extra 2 weeks for another paycheck, and they about had a conniption fit. So they asked for $500 more in closing costs, at earnest money, and then we signed the extension. But they made it very clear they would not do it again. So I don't have anything to work at, to worry about, because she really wants to get rid of this house. She wants out from under it. She wants somebody else to buy it. Well, she's living in a completely different town now. So I can see her point.
Yes.
So that's all right. I don't think I've got anything to worry about as far as getting the house goes. I'd be getting it tomorrow if she had her way, but I had to have that extra 2 week paycheck. I'm okay. And I gave notice at work. I let my boss know when I would be quitting, which is 22nd of September. So, you know, I'm burning my bridges, girls. This has to happen now.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
But if they want
to be changing things or dragging their feet or something like that, I'll draw and quarter them. They'll be done. No problem. They'll still be my house.
That's right.
And they won't be around the bellyache about it anymore. Oh, I can sound downright violent, can't I? Comes to doing it, I just get some of my sisters. No, she doesn't run with that circle anymore. Good for her. She got out of it. Never mind. I won't do that. I'll take my brother-in-law on him.
Please do.
He was in the Navy, so he knows a couple tricks. And he's pretty tough when he needs to be. Otherwise, he's a pussycat. Well, he's a sweetheart. Anyway, just wanted to keep you guys posted, let you know where everything was going. 8 more weeks, I quit my job.
Oh.
And then, say, 3 weeks after that, I'm on the road.
Oh, lovely.
Great. So pleased for you.
It's getting scary. I've moved before. You know, I've moved a long distance before. But this is the only time I've done it on my own.
Yeah.
You know,
so you're bound to be a bit nervous.
It's scary. It really is scary. You know how to do it. You know how to make everything happen because I've made it ever happen before. When I was married, I'm the one that made it all happen. But I've never done it on my own. There's always been that other person to fall back on.
Yeah.
I got no backup this time. It's just me.
You'll be fine.
And the closer it gets, the scarier it gets. But I think it's going to be fine because the little town... That's 20, let's see how far it is. I think it's 20 miles away from my house. It's got everything in that little town that I've got within reach here.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I'm not going to be missing nothing.
No.
It's really good. It's all new. I've been looking all the way around. Well, hey, you know, that's what GPS is for.
Yeah, that's right.
No, my car does not have GPS, but I've got GPS app on my phone. I turned that puppy on. So I'll be fine. I'll just have to hire some crows to take me home as crow flies if I get lost. I get it. It's not difficult to get around. You just have to learn the names of the roads and all that. There's, I think, 4 turns to get to town. So I can do that. All right. The next one is He was sending me some Moving South songs, you know. I'm going to be a Southern girl. So we're making sure I get that in my head, okay? So we had the Rebel Soldier. Now we're going to move a little bit west into Texas.
Okay.
Sioux country.
Yes.
And this is Johnny Lee and Stephanie, whom I believe is his daughter, doing Yellow Rose of Texas.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled. She knows the dues I've paid, and I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed. You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride, but now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell, I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul.
I heard Ramblin' Rose the other day. I think I'm going to plant me a yellow Ramblin' Rose.
Nice.
Right out next to the woods, the edge of the yard. I think it would work great.
Yeah.
Be right where I need it to be, away from the house. So snakes to hide under, they'll hide there instead of under my house. Well, that's the theory.
I wonder if it's going to work.
Oh, we'll find out. I'll keep you posted. Yeah. If I end up in the hospital with snake bit, I'll tell you what. They may have to be sending out notices. I don't know a whole lot about cottonmouths, but I'm going to learn. Yeah. It's one of those. They don't warn you that they're there. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? I'm going to be there anyway. So I'll just get out the encyclopedia and look it up online and find out what these little babies are all about, or the big babies are all about.
Yeah.
And I have my 6-foot walking stick. So I'm going to have to be using that, flush them out of the brush and hit them so I can go walk and, you know, and avoid them, you know, like turn around and run back. Come on, Patty. Bow face. Hey, saying, Mom, what is it? Let's go see what it is. I want to see what it smells like. Come on, Mom. And it's, no. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do if a rat or bite you, okay? And sucking the poison out is not one of the things you do.
Hmm.
That's a dumb. But there is a reason you carry a knife with you.
Yeah.
And something for a tourniquet.
Hmm.
But I have no idea. And that'll keep the poison at bay till you get to the hospital, you know. Hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what to do for a water moccasin or cottonmouth. They're the same snake, because they are, from what I understand, more potent than a rattler, except for a green Mojave and a pygmy rattler. Those two rattlers, there is not enough time for you to get to a doctor if they bite you.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Hey,
Jim, you know what I found on the internet the other day? Just happened to come across it. It's a little object that actually sucks the venom out. It's not that expensive either. I'll send it to you. I saved it. And I thought, well, that'd be great for any type of bug bite or snake bite or whatever. But it actually has this little thing on it that sucks the poison out of you.
Hey, if it works like it's supposed to, that would be a good idea to have. But you still have to have your knife, because you've got to cut those X's in each one of the fang marks, so the blood has free movement out.
Right.
But
well,
if you can do that
and then have that
little dewy bobber to suck that out, that would be great. That would work good.
Yeah.
Because then you're not putting
somebody
else in danger by sucking the poison out.
Right.
Because, you know, there's these idiots that insist that that's the way you still do it, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to kill yourself and put it that bit, too. But that would be a really cool thing to have. That probably would help.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you, okay?
All right, that would be absolutely awesome.
Boy, Shauna is really high on the liquor today.
She's
a bartender now.
She's not sharing.
Well, see, my thing is, I don't really like whiskey.
Oh no. Yeah.
I take a shot at Canadian Club if I've got like chest congestion and a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a shot at Canadian Club because that kind of burns it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my favorite drink. I like tequila and rum. Not together.
Oh, no.
not together. But. Ooh, can you imagine tequila and coconut rum and mix a little bit of orange juice in that? That might be good. Just call me Lush. That's my middle name. Okay. You know, I just realized something. I'm not as cheap a date as I used to be when I was younger.
Oh, goodness.
A little more now. Hey, you know, it used to be in my 20s, one beer. That was it, man. Not anymore. Free tequilas. Oh, gosh. My sister used to take a couple of friends and they'd go to the bar. Hey, this is not good because they got to where the bartender knew them by name. And then we sit at the bar and do three tequila shots and then go out and dance, one or two dances. And then they'd sit down and have three more tequila shots. And the dancing got pretty funny after a while. It was more like staying on your feet. But, you know, they were having fun, and everybody else in the whole place was having fun, too. So why not? Why not?
Why not?
I've been on the side of watching the drunks too often to want to actually be one of them in public. But I got nothing against having a couple of drinks. That's no big deal. But if I start feeling wobbly, it's time to quit. And to do that, I learned to tell when you start feeling wobbly. You have to stand up every once in a while. You can't just sit there and drink. You got to stand up every once in a while, because then when it comes time to actually stand up and leave or go to the bathroom, you are going to literally stand up and fall down. And that's all the farther you're getting, unless you crawl. Oh, believe me, it's happened. Luckily, I was at home by myself, and it's a very small place. So I just kind of bounced off the walls back to the bathroom. I can laugh about it now, but I didn't think it was funny at the time. I was, you should have stood up every once in a while, you fool. But, you know. Okay, how about, to me, this is a completely new song. Mm-hmm. A completely new group. I've never heard of either one of them before. And, of course, John is broadening my musical horizons again.
Mm-hmm.
This is Reparata and the Del Rons from 1968. So you know where the funny name comes from.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that even means. But it's Reparata and the Del Rons doing Captain of Your Ship. John sent this to me this morning. Remember that guy. You got your man. Let him know that you need him. Let him know you love him now. See? You got, they said so. I don't know what they know more than we do, but hey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all know we're supposed to do that anyway, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we, ladies?
Yes, we do.
You got to let the man you love know that you need him and you love him and you want him. Oh, yes, okay. Ring, ring, something hit a bell in my noggin. Probably a jackhammer. Okay. Here's the follow-up to that song. This is what you tell the man you love, okay? Remember this, ladies. This is what you tell the man you love.
Okay.
And he's supposed to tell you, too.
Hold me close, hold me tight. Make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. And every time that you're near, all my cares disappear. Darling, you're all that I'm. You came to me, but now I know that I will go. Oh, love and you return. Leave what you please, be my own. Never leave me alone, 'cause I die every time.
Song's just awesome. I like that song.
Mm.
Make sure we do one of those, you know.
Okay.
Now I have one that Anne's going to need a box of Kleenex for.
I haven't got nothing.
Well, get a paper towel then, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You're going to need something. Because Elvis doesn't need... Old shit. Take five.
Are we gonna praise ready? Yeah. Take five.
When I was a lad, that old ship was a pub over. The boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together.
He jumped in here for as the years fast it rolls, shall we grow old? And his eyes were fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do
dogs will die, you know, there's just no way around that kind of thing. But it's just so sad. There's a reason I could only watch Old Yeller once, or the Yearling. Oh my gosh. You wonder how those movies got to be way up there, number one movies, when nobody could stand to watch them more than once.
I even cry at the Lassie ones.
I mean, yeah, every time. And even when I knew what was coming, I still cried. It's like, okay, don't have a pet deer, and don't let your dog tangle with a rabid raccoon or a rabid coyote or a rabid skunk. Don't let him run loose in the woods is the whole answer to that. Keep him in the house with you. My gosh. Yeah. Nobody learned that trick from that movie except me. I learned that. He's like, no, you ain't dealing with that squirrel. Look at how funny he's acting.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh. And then this song did the same thing to me. Except I finally figured out that he couldn't shoot him. He couldn't shoot him. So I assume he died of old age. I'm not sure, but the song doesn't tell you. But he does tell you that the guy couldn't shoot him. I like that. I used to have a sister-in-law who did that. If they had to get rid of a dog for whatever reason, it was just running too much or running the chickens or... one dog they let get close to her mom, and the dog bit her because mom did something to his ears. So she took the dog out and shot it. It's like, well, take mom out and shoot her.
Yeah. That's right.
Mom's the one that instigated the whole incident. Just keep the dog away, Mama.
Yeah.
Real easy. You don't have to kill the dog to keep the dog away from her. But I wasn't there as the voice of reason, so... But that's what they did. They didn't take him to the vet to be put to sleep. They didn't give him away. If they were just one extra dog that they couldn't have room for or whatever, they didn't give it away. They took it out and shot it. If they were moving and they had to get rid of three dogs, they didn't give them away. It was like, you guys.
Terrible.
You can't be part of my family. You can't do this and be part of my family. What's wrong with you? Something happened to your DNA. Anyway, he made up for it. After he moved, he had to put her in a nursing home.
Yeah.
She had Alzheimer's. And that's the only way that he could get her taken care of was to divorce her and then put her in a home. And then they would do it for her Social Security. But if he was married to her and they owned a house, they wouldn't take care of her. I think that's a very sad state of affairs. It shouldn't be that way.
No,
but he lived on his own, and a stray picked him up, and he just said, well, okay, come on in. He lived in a travel trailer, and it was a little chihuahua, so it wasn't any big thing, but he was in Paco and kept him until he died. So that kind of made up for one of the dogs. He's got about five to go. He's not moving it long.
Sad.
He's had a triple bypass. So he lives in Texas, by the way. Not that that means anything, but he does live in Texas. No. All right. You guys remember? You guys remember the dead chicken song?
Yes,
the
ghost I
chicken
do.
Song? Yeah. How can you forget that, right?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Well, this is not that song. I'm not going to play Ghost Chickens in the Sky.
Okay.
It'll come another. Show. But this is the same guy. This is Leroy Troy. And he's doing a song called Charming Betsy. You got to listen to this. This is funny.
Charming Betsy, how does it go?
Rich girl.
Yeah. Rich girl, she rides in a big Cadillac. A poor girl, she does the same. My girl, she rides in a T-model. But she gets there just the same. She'll be coming round Mountain Charming Betsy. She'll be coming round Mountain Carly. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me. Big feather bed. A poor girl, she does the same. My girl, she sleeps on a rug on the floor, but she's snoozing just the same. Just the
sing. She'll be coming round Mount Charming, Mississippi. Knox County Jail, but it's a brick house just the same. She'll be coming around Mount Charming, Mississippi. She'll be coming around Mount Charlie. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me.
Yeah,
yeah. If I never see you again, good girl, remember me.
And the band handing you around.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, and that guy's Hill Country voice really makes that song. It just really makes that song. I like that. It's awesome. Okay. Enough gushing. Okay. Something fun. We need some fun.
Okay.
Okay. This is Elvis with, and John sent this to me, so it's his fault. This is Bridge Over Troubled Water rehearsals. And be prepared, you're never going to hear a whole lot of the song. You hear rehearsals. I love it. Absolutely love it. Here you go, guys.
What Cuban do Bridge Over Troubled Water? Anymore? See you, Emma. When you're feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, chord changes of this one.
Thank you.
proper production on stage, man. Yeah. You know?
Yes, it certainly would be. And it was.
Yes.
I always loved watching them do that on stage, the way they ended that, just built that all up. Wow. We're going to do Glenn's request. Glenn, pay attention. Here it comes. It's coming at you. As soon as I find it. You know how that goes, yeah? Here we go.
Yes.
This is a, yeah, this is a gentleman named Solomon King.
Oh,
and this is back in the late 60s when he did this particular recording. And it's called When We Were Young.
One beautiful day when we were young, and we had spring on our side, and love didn't hide from the sun. But with the years, there came the tears, and as we learned how to cry, a beautiful day passes by. We used to live only for love, a little world below and heaven above. Yes, we were living only for loving. Your heart and mine were one when we were young. Remember the night, so still and warm, and all the stars in the skies made love to your eyes till the dawn. When did we start to drift apart? Somehow I'll find you and then our love can be young once again. We used to live only for love, a little world below and heaven above. Yes, we were living only for.
To show off with that last note, didn't they?
Yes. Powerful voice.
But he hit it. He hit it. So, you know. Oh, my. But see, when they end it that way, I can't put an ending on it.
No, that's true.
Yeah, there's no way. Absolutely no way I can put an ending on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't go so far as to say disgusting, but, you know. That was some kind of ending, though. You know, you can't complain about that ending. Oh, it was an ending. Hey, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now I have another one Elvis sent me that, you know, it's songs that we just don't get to hear very often.
Hmm.
out of all of those Elvis songs, there are so many that we don't get to hear very often. So he has started sending me those. And this is another one that we hardly ever hear. I think I've only heard it once before, if I've heard it at all. But this is a great one. If you don't come back, take three.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Got that out of my system. I didn't tell you, I go crazy at 4 o'clock. You people have never seen me. They put me in a straitjacket.
Okay. I like that. That gets your feet going. Then get your legs going. Then get your hips going. Then you gotta stand up because the rest of you is gonna go too.
Yes.
You know, and if you're not careful, you're gonna fall down. So you know, you need to stand up so you don't fall down. What? Anyway. Take a deep breath because we need that oxygen. Okay. Okay, we'll do that one. I'm going to do Anne's request.
Thank you.
And that's Connie Francis. Till we meet again. Get out of the H's.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay. Here we go. Connie Francis.
Thank you, Jenny.
This is from a long time ago. I think it's 60s,
67, 68, something like that. Anyway, it's back there.
Yeah. You just, sometimes you hit it and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Today, they're hitting them all today. Amazing. Okay. Here's one. I think Sue requested it like 3 weeks ago or something like that. I never did get to it, but I'm getting to it now because I'm going to play it too.
Okay.
Because we got two of us wanting it, we're going to play it. That cat, oh, that's hilarious. Those of you who can't see it, there's a cat singing on a microphone.
It's really cute.
Okay, this one's called I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You.
I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna love you more and more every day. I'm gonna love you more and more in every way. And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna tell my mom up, tell my papa too, so they'll know exactly what I'm gonna do. If you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. Thank you.
like you more and more in every way.
And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even cry,
I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you.
I wanna tell my mama, tell my papa too. Oh, they'll know exactly what I'm gonna do. If you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try,
I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I wanna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you.
Yeah. See, you can always have something to be in your head. Well, not always.
Thanks, Jenny. That was short, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't recall requesting that.
Not one, like I said, it was about 3 weeks ago, so it's not a wonder.
But I am right now going to play the one that you requested this week by Charlie Pratt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to get both of them. It's okay. Let's see. I know. There it is. Charlie Pride. And I don't know. Is Charlie still alive?
No, I
know.
I don't believe so.
It
yeah, I know he lived in the Dallas area. But I believe.
I think he died in the last few months sometime or last couple years. Anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was living in Phoenix for a while, and then he moved to Texas. And I think that's where he was when he died.
Oh.
But it's like, okay, old guys, quit dying. It's getting to be a bit much.
No kidding.
That is an order. You think they'll take it? Oh, we'll see. Anyway, here's, this is what you want. You want your guy, to tell you. Any other guy says this, slap him. Or give him a good roundhouse. Roundhouse right. Down the Because this one is called, You're So Good When You're Bad.
You're a lady, you're an angel, bringing sunshine to my life. You're the closest thing to heaven I've ever had. Oh, but sometimes you're a devil. When you reach out to dim the light, you're so good when you're bad. You would never hurt anybody. You're too gentle, sweet and kind. Till I keep on doing things that make you sad. But you don't hold back on your feelings when there's loving on your mind. Bad. I could say that you're the perfect woman. If you're not, it's just because of me. 'Cause I'm hung up on the perfect woman, and I don't know how I deserve to be. I see other pretty women
they still look good to me. And there's some ladies that can drive some men mad. But when an angel lets her hair down, Lord, that's something else to see. And you're so good when you're bad. And I say, you're so good when you're bad.
I like
a good one.
Thank you for playing it.
Works for that kind of song too. And he goes,
yeah.
We like that. Yeah, he was good. It's so sad that he's gone. When you feel like, you know, some of those guys get close, and you meet some of them, and then the next thing you hear, they're gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's sad. It's like,
what
did
you
ask for? I didn't. You didn't ask me first. What the hey?
You didn't have permission.
Exactly. You were supposed to ask us first.
Yeah.
You know? Charlie didn't do that. I mean, good grief. Some of those other old guys out there better not be doing the same thing either.
No.
I'm just a wet noodle. That'll learn them. Okay. I have another Elvis song that John sent me this morning. And it's another one that you never hear. You just don't. This one is Talk About the Good Times, page 3.
Father alone, wasted years, oh, how foolish. Okay. Well, I remember when I was a children, time when people used to treat the neighbors like a fellow man. And all they say is, and they grab me, when a man was proud to walk up and shake his neighbor's hand. Don't you talk about the good times? Say most folks couldn't tell you who their neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Good time.
Well, that was kind of mean.
You know, so sometimes you just go off the beaten path and freak out.
Yeah. Often.
Yeah, you just need to do something different. That's what it was. I'm going the wrong way. I'm looking for a certain song. I'm going the wrong way. Oh, well. Okay, here it is. I've got my requests I'll play. I've got a couple more songs that John sent me this morning. I'm going to have time to do that. But for right now, Arthur Conley, Sweet Soul Music.
Good music, that sweet soul music, just long as it's sweet. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. My final lure on, y'all. I'm lonely, look for, y'all. Making love to her.
Looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Never mind. Okay.
That's it. The adventure's over.
The Doors. They meet you in every once in a while. I mean, you can't do anything without them. You got to get in a room. You got to get out of a room. You need the Doors, right?
Yeah.
Golly, Moses, Jennifer. That was bad. Anyway, hey, here is a fantastic song. It was great. Was originally done. It was great when it was followed up. It was great when Elvis covered it. The Last Sentimental.
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails.
far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales, and I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English metro. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than
Roger Whittaker did the original.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pretty song.
Yeah.
Yep. And Roger Whittaker made it a hit when he did it, but as usual, I like Elvis' version better.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about it. Maybe the phrasing or the way it flows.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it better. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody can like Rogers better if they want to. Like my mom.
I don't know. I've never asked her.
Okay. Now, you guys all remember Sam Cooke, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good old Sam. He can do rock and roll. He can do gospel.
Uh-huh.
And he has a backup group.
Yes.
That's called Soul Survivors. And they do songs under their name. Sometimes Sam is part of that and sometimes not. But he's good. He's just good.
fine. So we're going to listen to Sam Cooke do Chain Gang.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard, oh.
His work is so hard.
Put that smart little video on there of the guy trying to walk up the ramp with a wheelbarrow full of cement. I mean, that was hilarious.
Oh gosh, that would have been me for sure.
Oh my word!
I think I would have shown with my shovel before I would have tried to take that wheelbarrow up that one board wide ramp. Good grief. Anyway, guess what time it is, kids?
That's too quick.
Almost that time.
I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I'm not looking. I could do a 2-hour show if Blog Talk would let me, but they won't let me.
No.
So that's not happening.
Rotters.
Such a shame. Yeah. Anyway. The music won't go to waste. If I can resist adding more every time I delete some, we'll catch up with it.
Hmm.
Yeah, fat chance.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Oh, my Lord. But I do have a closing song that I'm going to play that I know I saw that movie, but I don't remember this song.
Hmm.
So I'm going to play it at the end. But first, I want to say thank you. Yeah, there's a...
Oh,
she's trying to walk. That's a slip and slide. She's trying to walk on a slip and slide.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry, but that's not real intelligent.
She's heavily padded.
Oh, my goodness. That is funny. But, okay. For
back to this. Thank you, Anne, for joining me from the beginning. I'm glad you got your invite.
Yes,
I'm glad that it let you in.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't get cut off or anything this time. I like that.
Thank you, Jenny.
And thank you, Sue.
Thank you for being persistent.
That's a good one. Stubborn? Stubborn works. Hey, that works for me.
Did you see my message earlier when the show started? Well, yeah, but no, listen, I got in both. You know what happened? When someone posted a message in the group, you know, because I was on the group first, I just clicked on the message and it took me to you, and your music was still playing. The show was on.
Oh.
So.
Ah.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
I never had it happen. There you go. Awesome. I've never heard of it working that way, but good for you. I'm glad it did.
Yeah, this is convenient.
Right. Yeah, really. And thank you, Carolyn, and thank you, Victoria, for being in the studio and listening for the whole show. It was nice to see you there. I hope you enjoyed it and had as much fun as we all did, because it's always fun cutting up, and I do more than my fair share, but that's okay. It's my show.
Well,
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny, and Eve, and goodbye to everybody.
Yes, you're more than welcome, sweetheart. And you just keep sending the requests. I'll get to them eventually.
Yeah. Hope my memory serves me better next time.
Well, I have them in the show request chat, and then as I put them in a show, I delete them so that I'm better, easier to keep track of. Between the two of us, we'll handle it. Maybe. As long as I get some technical help. You know, the memory isn't sufficient any longer. The steel trap has long rusted away. But that's not. Thank you, everybody in the chat, because you made it interesting and fun. It was great. Sean came on drinking her Jack Daniels and honey, and
yes, she's got quiet.
Having a good time. Oh,
hope she didn't get suds. I hope she didn't get suds in the liquor.
I wonder if she'd blow bubbles when she talked, if she did that. We should have her try that. When she's drunk enough, she might try that. Hey. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in the Internet land. Thank you for clicking on that link and joining us. And I hope you had a good time. And there's another good time coming up Friday from me. I'll be on TCB. And tomorrow night, Shauna has a show. It's usually an Elvis Facts show. I'm not sure what this is going to be because she just got back. So I think this is her second Friday. But it's always interesting, and you always learn something. So come on, click on that link and join Shauna's show tomorrow night. And I'll see y'all on Saturday. So
okay,
in there.
Sounds good.
Be good, and God bless. And I'm going to close out with Barefoot Ballads from 1964, Kissing Cousins.
Down home country song, 'cause when I
kick my shoes off, then I'll kick my blues off. There's a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Kill me a honk-tonk fiddle with a guitar in the middle of a melody. Bubbling like a fountain, swinging out on Smoky Mountain. Barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off, then I kick my blues off. With a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toes can make it to the two-toe, and the two-toe can make it to the three-toe, and the three-toe can make it to the four-toe, and the four-toe can make it to the five-toe, and the five-toe,
that's a five-toe.
And away they go! I want a barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me a down-home country song? Cause when I kick my shoes off and I kick my blues off, with a barefoot ballad, you just can't go wrong. Now the big toe's connected to the two-toe, and the two-toe's connected to the three-toe, and the three-toe's connected to the four-toe, and four-toe's connected to the five-toe, and a five-toe,
that's a live-toe.
What's a live-toe?
That's a dive-toe.
What's a dive-toe?
That's a drive-toe.
So away we go, I want a barefoot ballad, yes, a barefoot ballad, won't you play for me?
Play for who?
Play for him.
Play for her.
A barefoot ballad song.